The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Long text, but I'm even trying to make it longer, the entire chapter 5 of St. Mark, but I'll make it short. Three signs. Jesus heals the demon-possessed. I'm actually calling this Jesus heals the demon. Second, Jesus heals the woman with a 12-year chronic blood discharge. I had a tough time saying that. Interspersed, however, in the story is the raising of a child, 12-year-old, now declared dead. Our theme is divine intervention. God is involved in our lives. God is not distanced from us. He is not holding a remote in his hand and then runs the entire universe and human lives from afar. He is right in the midst of our lives and the struggles of the universe and the challenges of the cosmos. He is right in the midst of all this. Three signs, three miracles. And three kinds of crowds Jesus is used to. As in the feeding of the 5,000, he had 5,000, at least 5,000 people around him. As in this case, that would be a large crowd as he would be preaching from the mountaintop or a seashore, as we see in Mark and other places. He would have a large, in Greek, two different words, but still large crowd. And a relatively smaller crowd, as in people were crowding around Jesus and this woman when Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" The response, "Are you out of your mind? Don't you see? People are crowding around you." And a much smaller crowd, I would call this a group. As in when Jesus finally gets to go to synagogue ruler's home, he takes along with him, just three people, Peter, James, and John. I call this the inner circle. If I would play with numbers, the woman was suffering for 12 years with this unusual kind of blood discharge, and the girl was 12 years old when she was found almost dead. And play it further, there are 12 disciples around Jesus who would be the inner circle, the small circle. And to the three kinds of crowds, the Lord revealed himself wonderfully and miraculously, I submit, in three different kinds of ways. No time here, but think of the feeding of the 5,000. How many were really into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? "You want to make me bread king?" Kind of a different response. People were crowding after Jesus because they saw these miraculous, wonderful things that he was doing. Earlier in Mark, when he healed a demoniac, even the educated leadership of the Jewish religion said he must have this Beelzebub miraculous power with him. And Jesus would respond, "If a house is divided of itself, will it stand?" Misconceptions. But to the inner crowd, the inner circle, as it were, in Mark 4 and in Matthew 2, Jesus would say the parables, the parable of the sower and the seed, etc., and to the crowd, to the large crowd, and then he will call the 12 disciples close to him. And he will tell them, to them, it is given in parables, but to you, that smaller crowd, the mystery of the kingdom, the reign of heaven, has been given to you. To this crowd, he not only gave these public speeches, but he taught them. He spent time with them. He had time alone with this inner crowd. It is a blessing that we are today called to be the inner crowd that surrounds Jesus. We rub shoulders. We crowd around him because he has drawn us to himself by his word, and he has given us the opportunity to read, mark, and inwardly digest his word so that we are very much into him as much as he is into us. The demon possessed was healed. And first of all, he didn't know who he was. Jesus would ask him, "What is your name?" Response, Legion. We know Legion is not a personal name, but he took that name to himself. He was out of his mind, literally. And he would be healed, and he'll come to his senses, and he would want to follow Jesus. But to that man, Jesus says, now that you're healed, now that you are of a level-headed nature, go tell your people what the Lord had done to you. The text says, go tell your people, to your village, that the Lord showed you mercy. But toward the end of the story, as Jesus heals the girl, 12 years old and now declared dead, and tells him, little girl, rise. The story ends as Jesus says, keep this a secret. Do not tell this to others. Not yet. This secret has been given as it was first given to the disciples, to the church. There is time, and we need time to get the full story of who Jesus is and what he has come to down to earth to accomplish. Until we get the full story, the church will not tell the world the story. The Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of the enemies. He will go through trial. They will put him to death, and on the third day he will rise again from the dead. And then as he appears to the disciples as the resurrected Lord, he will now say, go tell the world, make disciples of all nations. For the people of God, there is no mystery yet to be revealed. We do have a mystery that is already revealed, that Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, lives in us. Now therefore come to this table where the mystery is indeed revealed. In, with, and under the bread and wine, locally baked and locally distilled, into the earth and from down the earth. Christ is in us, among us, empowering us, giving us the assurance that our sins are forgiven and we are let go. We are free to proclaim him even to the ends of the earth. Come therefore to this table. God be praised. Amen.